Hello, everyone. Welcome to a new episode of the Iceberg Lounge. We're your hosts. I am Thomas Engel, and with me in chair number two, Randy Dobbins.
Hello.
And today we're going to be talking about the college football playoffs. Kind of a preview. We're going to be talking about the rankings. We're also going to be looking at the AP rankings as well to see how they match up. We're going to be talking about the Orange Bowl. We're going to be talking about Florida State versus the playoff committee. We're going to be talking about the semifinals, and then the national championship possibilities and possible outcomes of it. But before that, let's hear a word from our sponsor. Are you looking for a lifestyle change? Do you need energy, hydration, or sleep? Check out Poggers Lifestyle Drink Mixes. Whether it is blue raspberry for energy, mango for hydration, or grape for sleep, you can't go wrong. Also, check out the bundles, stickers, and shakers they offer as well. Use code ICEBERG64 to get 10% off your order at poggerslifestyle.com/iceberg64. Thank you so much for supporting Poggers and the Iceberg Lounge. And we're back. Okay, so let's first look at the playoff rankings. As we can see, coming in at number six was the SEC East champion, the 12-1 Georgia Bulldogs. Number five in a controversial pick that we'll continue to talk about, the ACC champions, the undefeated Florida State Seminoles. Coming in at number four and making it to the playoffs, the SEC champion, the University of Alabama, who's 12-1. Number three is the Big 12 champion, the 12-1 Texas Longhorns. Number two is the Pac-12 champion, the last Pac-12 champion.
That's what I was about to say.
The undefeated team of Washington. And then
Commanders.
They're not the Commanders.
Oh, they're the football team.
Oh, yes, the football team, yes. And then number one is the Big Ten champion, the undefeated Michigan. So Randy, how do you feel about the college football rankings of all of this?
Like, I think Florida State should have got in.
I agree. And we're two very much biased Alabama fans, and Florida State still should have gotten in.
I think it should have been Michigan, Washington, Florida State, Alabama.
Okay, interesting.
Because Alabama has had bigger, more meaningful wins than Texas has. Yes, Texas has beat Alabama head-to-head, but Alabama went to basically a home game for Georgia.
Yes.
In the SEC Championship in Atlanta. It's a less than an hour drive away from Athens.
True.
A home game basically for Georgia. Beat them pretty handily.
Yeah. My top four was Michigan, Washington. I had Florida State at three. And then I was going to put Texas in simply because Texas beat Bama. Bama beat Georgia. And so Texas should go over both Alabama and Georgia.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I can see either way. I just think Florida State should have got in.
Well, see, the AP rankings had almost what I just said, except they had Georgia 6, they had Alabama 5, Florida State is at 4, Texas is at 3, and then you had Washington and Michigan. The only thing I disagree about is I feel like Texas should have been lower, and Florida State should have got that bottom undefeated spot at number 3.
Gotta say, this is Texas first Big 12 championship in football since 2009.
Yep, and it wasn't even the college football playoff. It was the BCS.
Back then, yeah. This is their first conference champ since 09. I mean.
And I've been saying for years, up until this point, Texas has never been relevant. Up until this year. It literally took them over a decade to build back up to a point to where they're relevant again.
I will even go a step further and to say, until they beat Bama and Tuscaloosa this season, they weren't back.
I'll give you that, because Alabama was the last person to defeat them in a national title.
Not only that, but just how think about, because Bama's a powerhouse.
Yeah.
If they could pull that off, what else could they pull off?
Yeah, they carried that Bama win to motivate them throughout the rest of the season. So jumping into the Orange Bowl, I'm covering the Orange Bowl simply because everyone always, when they show the college football playoffs, they still show 5 and 6. So I'm going to give them some light as well. We have undefeated.
What are you talking about? That's the We Hate Alabama Bowl.
Oh, yes. We Hate Alabama Bowl. Yes.
I mean, think about it.
Yes, the Orange Bowl. That is exactly right. You have the undefeated ACC champion, Florida State, versus the SEC East champion, 12-1, Georgia. Give me your thoughts going into this We Hate Bama Orange Bowl.
You know, you're going to laugh. Our listeners are going to laugh. I hope both teams lose.
Because how is that possible?
Because of what Georgia has said. Georgia wants this Orange Bowl to be a part of the playoffs.
They do. So does, I mean, Florida State does too, probably.
I mean, Florida State has a more of a right to whine about it than Georgia.
I mean, Georgia, up until this point, and technically they still are until a new national champion is crowned, is the reigning, defending, back-to-back national champion.
I was thinking of Paul Heyman.
Oh, yeah. Reigning. Defending. Undisputed.
Because they hadn't lost a game in, what, 230 days? Or something like that?
Yeah, Bama was their first loss in, like, 2 years.
Yeah, and the last time they lost was to Bama in that stadium.
Yep. And wasn't that the Tua throw?
No, that was in 21.
Oh, okay.
This was in 21 where everybody said Bama was the underdog going in, was going to get beat, but went in and won, lost in a natty to Georgia.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But I will say, I hope Florida State wins to show, hey, maybe you put a wrong team in. You know what I mean?
Let's just do this. Whoever wins the Orange Bowl becomes number one contender.
and they face whoever's the national champion during the halftime of the Super Bowl.
You know what's funny about you saying that? If Alabama wins the Natty, right?
Yeah.
And Georgia wins and becomes, like you said, number one contender, they play in Tuscaloosa like week three or four.
I mean, this pretty much sounds like what the Orange Bowl is at this point. Is like if this was pro wrestling, this would be a number one contenders match.
Because Georgia plays in Tuscaloosa in I think week four this upcoming season.
Yeah, it's that's gonna be a big game.
Because I mean, they just went off. It's week five.
And I believe their quarterback just announced that he's staying.
The guy that's the quarterback said he's coming back. They got more stuff to go to settle.
Yeah, which means we got to beat Bama. Out of all this, the worst possible thing that could happen is Florida State winning.
Yeah.
Because if Florida State wins, that just heightens their case of we should have been in.
And we need to talk about the controversy with the Florida government.
So, the Florida government...
Ron DeSantis, the governor, one of their senators.
Yeah, and a possible Republican presidential nominee, Ron DeSantis.
Yes.
Got it approved to budget $1 million just to help them sue the committee?
Oh, yeah.
And so much so that
the U.S. Senate is looking into it.
Yeah, the government's looking into it. The University of Florida is siding with Florida State.
Yeah, Florida is sitting out of their bowl game.
Because of this. Because this is the first time that an undefeated Power 5 school has been left out of the playoffs. And a lot of people are saying it's because they don't want another TCU incident.
I've heard a lot of people say you need to put the best team, not the most deserving team. Do you think Florida State's the most deserving team to be in?
I do.
I would say they're the most deserving team because they went undefeated and won their conference champ.
Here's the difference. They went undefeated after their starting quarterback got injured.
Yeah. And a lot of people said that's why the committee didn't put them in, was because their starting quarterback got hurt.
Exactly. And at that point, like, I thought this was a team sport. So you're saying that one team member gets injured. Okay, you're disqualified from it. Like, this is a team sport.
My thing is, this is my one glaring issue with the committee right now. They have, as far as I remember, since it started in 2014, right?
Yeah.
The committee has always said, one of the criteria must be, A, how many games did you win? How many games did you lose?
Exactly. And then if you win your conference,
Florida is 13-0.
Right? Yeah.
One of the other criteria is you must win your conference championship game, which that makes two check marks for Florida State. I mean,
exactly. So my question to the committee is, and this is coming from two diehard Alabama fans. What have they not done
to get in?
Exactly.
This is if I'm saying it.
Exactly. Because it makes no sense.
Yeah.
Because they've never really, Like, they came out and said that. But besides those two things, no one else knows how to get in.
Another criteria is kind of the situation we was talking about earlier with Alabama, Texas, is if it comes down to it, head-to-head matchups.
Exactly.
And then maybe strength of schedule.
Yeah, at a distant third. The ACC is not the strongest of the Power Five.
It's probably fourth.
But guess what? They're not dying like the Pac-12 is.
Yeah. They just added two more teams. And what was it? It was three, right? Cal, Stanford, and SMU.
I believe so. So it just doesn't make any sense of why they were left out besides their starting quarterback is out. And so if that's the case, then why is this a team sport?
Here's my issue. One other issue I feel like was, hey, this is why Florida State, you know, did not get in, was because of their performance in the ACC championship game.
Yeah.
I mean, they won 16-6, but it was a pretty dismal first half.
Yeah.
And I know we just spent all this time saying, hey, Florida State should have gotten in, they're undefeated. I know we just said all that, but it was a really bad first half of football.
It was, but, I mean, Alabama's had bad first halves of football.
This whole season.
You know? So, like they could bring that up, and I'm like, well, Alabama has had that all season.
Yeah.
So that just gives me another reason as a diehard Alabama fan to say they shouldn't be in, and Florida State should be.
Like, it makes no sense. I don't. And see, what makes it even more worse is, guess what? We're moving to a 12-team playoff this upcoming year.
Exactly. Which that's going to be interesting because
that's going to be its whole can of worms. Trust me.
Well, see. In what they did, if that happened this year, Liberty University would be in it.
Yeah, Liberty would be in their undefeated conference champs.
Yeah. Now I have always brought up my idea of the way they should do this. I have two ideas. We might do a separate podcast on it. But we'll go ahead and throw this out there. This is going to be the Spotify question of this episode. And so go to Spotify, answer the question, and it might be brought up in the next episode of the Iceberg Lounge. But the question is, do you believe Florida State should have been in this year's college football playoffs? Just a simple yes or no. You can go into detail. You don't have to. But what do you think to our listeners? What do you think? Should they be in there? Should they not?
I think they should be in over Texas.
See, mine is I think they should be in over Bama.
To me, Alabama's more – yes, they lost to Texas, but Alabama's resume, to me, is more impressive than Texas.
I mean, yeah, but, like, so if Alabama beat Georgia and Texas beat Alabama, we're assuming that Texas could beat Georgia by that logic.
My also thing is they've gotten better since Texas. And Texas hasn't really, like, beat anybody as Alabama.
True, true. But, yeah, just answer that. Go to Spotify, answer that question. And it might be read on the next episode of the Iceberg Lounge. All right, so let's move on.
I want to throw something up real quick.
What?
You know how everybody is always kind of griping about the SEC teams getting in every year?
Yeah.
Hey, I got news for you guys. You know what would happen this year if this was the start of the 12? If this year started the 12 seed playoffs, guess what?
What?
There would be four SEC teams in.
Yeah.
Alabama, Georgia, Ole Miss, and Missouri.
Exactly. And at that point, I'm just like, are you going to argue for a 16-team playoff at this point? Like, and then there might be more Southeastern Conference teams in.
Yeah, because, like, Missouri's number 9, Ole Miss is 11, Georgia's 6. So it's, what are you going to do?
Exactly. Only thing I can tell them to do is get better. So let's talk about the first of two semifinals. We will have the SEC champions, the 12-1 Alabama Crimson Tide, versus the Big Ten undefeated champion, Michigan. The mind games has already started before the game because Alabama just hired a former Michigan coach. What are your thoughts on that, Randy?
That's definitely going to give an insight to Alabama on how they work.
Because it happened after the playoffs were created. And so now Alabama has a former Michigan coach. On their side.
I will say this. Next year, say Michigan wins. Goes to the Natty. Right?
Yeah.
Whoever they face, they have to have a rematch next year.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they got... Even if they face Texas, they got to go... They host Texas... In week 2 next season. And then they go to Washington 2 weeks later or 3 weeks later.
Well, the coach is the former Michigan assistant, George. Let me see if I can pronounce Hilo is his last name.
I'm not sure.
So, he's a former Michigan assistant.
So, he would, like I said, definitely have insight to what they would be doing.
And so, I mean, this is mind games before it happens, because no telling what all he's telling Saban about the team.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Brilliant move on Alabama's part, though.
Oh, yeah.
So who do you think, is going to win out of Alabama or Michigan?
I think Alabama's going to win.
Think Alabama's going to win?
Yeah.
You think, like, just because of what you've seen out of Michigan, like, just the offense, or?
I think it's because of two things. One, kind of like we were just talking about, they just hired their coach. Former assistant. Yeah. Two, if you've seen Michigan's reaction, you know to playing Bama, you know exactly why.
Yeah, it was they weren't happy.
It will literally when they showed that they were playing Bama, literally the room was silent.
No, there was a little bit of groaning, too, I thought.
Yeah, like there was groaning. It was silent. Very few claps.
Yeah, like it was. I guess they were hoping for Texas
or Florida State.
Yeah, or Florida State, exactly. Okay, I think Alabama is going to win as well. Saban is too much of a general to, I mean, he's built this team some momentum over the season that has just been legendary. I mean, you had 4-31.
Oh yeah. I mean, ever since the USF game, they've turned it around.
Exactly. And you know, I just think Saban has enough momentum and he's playing mind games that he's picking that assistant's brain for everything he can. The one thing about Michigan though is if they win, like, is it because of sign stealing?
Yes. That's if they win, is it because of the whole sign stealing thing? Because I think, I'm not sure on this, but I think Jim Harbaugh got like suspended, not fired, but like he got like suspended for so many games for it.
Exactly.
While they were investigating it.
Exactly.
By the way, interesting stat for you.
All right.
The last time, I know it's weird, we were just talking about the Orange Bowl. The last time Michigan beat Alabama was in the Orange Bowl in 2000.
Oh, okay, in the dark ages.
Guess who their quarterback was.
Who?
Michigan's quarterback was future Hall of Famer, current GOAT, 6-time Super Bowl champion, Tom Brady.
Well, I mean, that's understandable at that point. I mean, you lost Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, if you got to lose to Michigan, I mean, lose when they had Brett Favre.
Tom Brady.
Don't know why I said Brett Favre.
I don't know either. He played for Southern Miss.
Yes. Go Southern Miss. Anyway.
I think it was. Anyway.
Anyway, so this should be interesting. So let's move on to the Sugar Bowl, where it's the Big 12 champions, the 12-1 Texas Longhorns, versus the last Pac-12 champion, the undefeated Washington.
And, you know, they're like one of two Pac-12 teams to ever make it to the college football playoff.
Yeah, other one was Oregon.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
But Washington's made it twice now.
Yeah, true.
They they got cursed out by Bama.
Yeah, it was not good. So out of these two, Texas coming in with their wins, Washington's coming in undefeated. What are your thoughts on this game?
I think it's going to be much closer than the Bama-Michigan game.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, I think it's going to be much closer than what people think.
Yeah. This is interesting because this game, depending on who wins Alabama-Michigan, it's either going to be a rematch versus Alabama with Texas, or
a match of future Big Ten opponents.
Or, well, not only that, but if Washington wins and moves on, this is the Pac-12's last chance to win a national championship as a conference.
Oh, yeah.
So out of that, who are you going for? Who do you think is going to win the Sugar Bowl?
I'll say horns down. Washington.
Okay, Washington. Washington.
Horns down, baby.
Horns down. Okay, so right now you're telling me your pitcher is Alabama versus Washington.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, the Pacific North versus the Southeast.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I'm going with Texas. I think the Pac-12 is a weak conference.
Hey, but we know it's a weak conference.
I think Texas might destroy Washington. And so I'm hoping that it will be Alabama versus Texas in a rematch for the national championship. With hopefully Alabama getting a redemptive win against Texas.
Oh, I would love it either way. Washington or Texas, I would love that game either way.
Oh, yeah. But I think right now there's some possibilities. One of the possibilities, Alabama versus Texas, which I think is the best story to tell if this was scripted.
I mean, the NFL.
Yeah, like the NFL, exactly. It's something that I think, though, that the rest of college football will not like.
Oh, yeah.
Simply because, one, it's Alabama. And, two, it's kind of a rematch of technically not this year, but it's an SEC championship, national championship, unofficially.
Yeah.
Which it kind of makes everyone mad.
I mean, think about it. It's probably the first time in a long time we've had two teams who, not for the same conference, right, who's played that season, go on and play each other in the national championship game.
Yeah, exactly.
I couldn't tell you the last time that happened.
Exactly.
Never mind. I was going to say LSU Bama, but that was
same conference, yeah. So the other thing that we just mentioned is Washington going on winning, becoming the last Pac-12 national champion before the Pac-12 basically dies.
Yeah, because they haven't had a national championship in football at least since 2004 or 2005.
Is it talking about Washington or the Pac-12?
I'm talking about the Pac-12. The Pac-12 hasn't won. It's either 04 or 05 when USC won it.
Yeah, when they were dominant back in the early 2000s. Then the next sort of story that could come out of this, Michigan wins it all. But there will always be controversy because did you win because you stole signs?
Yeah.
There will always be that asterisk if Michigan wins of, did you only win this because you stole signs? Then kind of the last story is, no matter who wins, they'll be co-national champions with Florida State.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on all of those kind of possibilities?
I think if Michigan wins out, I think either way it's going to make an interesting pairing of whatever team's getting it to the Natty.
Yeah.
If Michigan wins, beats Alabama and gets to the Natty, wins the Natty, is it because they stole signs? If Alabama wins, screw them. It's Alabama, we hate them. If it's Washington, well, they were in the weak conference, so of course they won out. If Texas gets in, it's kind of like Alabama because everybody hates Texas.
And everyone's going to say they're basically a Southeastern Conference team at this point anyway.
Because, like, Texas and everything I see is always top five most hated fan bases.
Oh, yeah.
Either right ahead or right behind Alabama. So, whatever it is, I think it's going to be a... People are going to be talking about it whether or not it's good or bad reasons.
Do you think that no matter who wins... Whoever wins are just automatically going to be co-national champions with Florida State.
Yeah. Because, think of it. Football is the only sport the NCAA doesn't recognize a champion in.
That's correct.
So, no matter what, the... College football, so no matter who wins it, the CFP will bestow the national championship on whoever wins it. But then Florida State, the AP poll or the coaches poll, can award it to Florida State.
Exactly. And just a correction, the NCAA does do a national championship in football, but it's in a lower division.
It's not D1. It's like D2 and D3.
Yeah, exactly. So I think Florida State is no matter what, they're going to be called co-national champions.
Oh yeah.
I don't see any way around that. Besides them adding another game after the national championship just to settle things.
By the way, it was 2004, USC won the national championship.
Okay, yeah, because I think back then Tennessee was a powerhouse too.
Yeah, this was the 90s, 2000, early 2000s.
Yeah. But yeah, so that is kind of a overlook at the CFP this year. Any final thoughts about all of this that we discussed?
Don't know how we didn't bring this up. Florida State, if they win out, right, they beat Georgia, they could just pull UCF.
Yeah.
And I'm surprised that UCF, knowing how it is, knowing how Florida State feels, isn't on Florida State's side.
I can almost see Georgia doing the same thing.
Being on Florida State side?
No, like them claiming a national championship too, because they're like, they should have let us defend our back-to-back championships.
I can see... let me say this. No, I can see the fans saying that. I don't know the man personally. I can't see Kirby Smart doing that.
No, definitely after we saw the video of them meeting at the middle of the field, him and Saban.
Yeah, he's a Saban man through and through. I can't see him doing something like that.
Yeah, he's from Saban's coaching tree, you know?
I mean, he was with him at LSU, then he was with him at Bama for years.
If anything, he's the closest in the tree to Saban.
Yeah, he was with Saban, like I said, at LSU. And then he didn't leave Saban until 2016, and that's pretty recent.
But, yeah, I could see Florida State definitely doing it.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely if they know they're going to be coaches poll AP national champions.
But, because, yeah, this college football playoff can say Oregon, Washington's the national championship, Texas, Alabama, Michigan, whoever wins. But then, like I said, the coaches poll and the AP poll can do it at the same time.
Exactly. So, I think no matter what, there's not gonna be a undisputed national champion this year.
Oh yeah, because all Florida State needs is for Texas and Alabama to win.
Yeah, and all Florida State needs to do is to beat Georgia. If Georgia beats Florida State, I don't think they're justified in saying that they're national champs.
Yeah. What Florida State needs is, I think, like, four things. Rock, win over Georgia.
Yep.
Alabama win.
Yeah.
Texas win.
Yeah.
And I hate to say it, and I know you would too, a Liberty loss.
Yeah, because then they can claim they're the only
undefeated team left.
The only undefeated conference champion left.
Because if Liberty wins out, they can't say it.
Exactly. So if Liberty loses, Alabama wins, Texas wins, then they would be the only undefeated conference champions.
It doesn't matter if who wins the Natty. They just need Texas and Alabama to win their games and Liberty to lose.
Exactly. And even at that point, they really just need either Texas or Alabama to make it.
Yeah.
Because Washington...
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. They do need those four things to happen. And they almost... I would have to back that. I'd be like, they're the only undefeated, conference champions.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, you're telling me that you're not going to say the undefeated, only undefeated conference champions not going to be truly the undisputed one. And they'll be able to say that all the rest of the year into the summer, into next season.
The undisputed one sounds like a wrestler.
Yeah.
We said, I was like, that sounds like a wrestler's name.
Want more content from Randy and me? Go check us out on Twitch at Iceberg Gaming TTV and It's K-Town Gaming, where we stream multiple games live. We're also on YouTube at Thomas RJ Engel and K-Town Gaming. There we play games and have other content for you to enjoy. If you want to follow us on social media, all the links will be in the details of this episode. Support us at patreon.com/TRJI, where you get our content first before anyone. If you cannot invest in us monetarily, you can by following, leaving reviews, chatting with us, liking, commenting, and sharing content. We appreciate your support. Thank you for listening to the Iceberg Lounge. Know God loves you and we love you. And always remember, all to God. See you in the next episode. This has been a production of the Iceberg Network.